If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I heard news here just recently that a Planned Parenthood in Evansville, Indiana, a couple states over here from the state of Missouri, is closing its location. And with the work of the administration and, of course, the work of attorneys general across the nation fighting back and fighting for life, we've seen a cascade of effects that are going to benefit the secure life that we need to fight for with the unborn. Attorney General Andrew Bailey is certainly a leader, bellwether in this effort. Attorney General, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you, Andrew Bailey.
Hey, thank you, man. Really appreciate you having me on.
It's always an opportunity that we don't want to pass up. I do want to talk to you about mifepristone and this medication that can be sent to women. You can have like your own abortion. It's like a DoorDash abortion. It's kind of outrageous to me. This is something else that you've been fighting back against, and I wanted to give you the opportunity to talk to us about how you're fighting for life.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Look, I believe all life has value, and at the end of the day, we have to have certain health and safety measures in place to protect the health and safety of women and children. But Planned Parenthood is a cult of death, and their deadly lies are starting to catch up with them. We filed the first of its kind lawsuit to hold them accountable for defrauding Missouri healthcare patients by lying about and concealing the dangers of mifepristone. Look, this is a drug, a powerful chemical designed to end a human life, and there are negative and serious health consequences associated with this medication. Every study that's been conducted has shown somewhere between 5 to 10% of women who take mifepristone to terminate an abortion end up in emergency care through bleeding and hemorrhaging and anxiety, depression. If you have an ectopic pregnancy, the risks are innumerable, and it can oftentimes be undiagnosed. And so when Planned Parenthood says things on their website to Missouri women like, hey, this pill is as safe as Tylenol, they're lying about the dangers, and we're going to expose their deadly lies and hold them accountable.
You know, Attorney General Andrew Bailey with us right now. I wonder if you have any thoughts on why this issue is so important to the left, because when you're talking about the possibility of a woman who is expecting, or at least the test that they took at home says they're expecting, you mentioned an ectopic pregnancy, which I will remind people is going to be a non-viable pregnancy. That will need to be terminated one way or the other, because it is a non-viable pregnancy. It's very dangerous to the life of the mother. You don't really know that unless you go in and you find out exactly what's going on in your body. You take a test and you're like, gosh, I'm pregnant. It's saying I'm pregnant. Now I need to do something about this. I don't want to go to a clinic. I'll just get on the computer, have some of this medicine shipped to my door, and I'll take care of this myself. None of this is pro-woman. It's pro-abortion in the sense that it's protecting abortion at all costs, including the life of the mother. Why is this issue so important to the left?
Well, I think they're just committed to a cult of death. And again, Annie, I would go even one step further and say it's not only that they promote death over health and safety, it's that they're willing to actually undermine and conceal the danger to women. The lies go so deep, we've even caught Planned Parenthood lying, saying, hey, patients who take mifepristone, if you end up with complications in the emergency room and your life is at risk, don't tell the healthcare provider that you took mifepristone from us. Now, why would they do that? Why would they do that except to, number one, put the patient's life at risk, number two, continue to promote this cult of death, and number three, eliminate any access to data that would be used to demonstrate just how dangerous this powerful chemical is.
So the advocacy here on making mifepristone available, can you first tell me what have you done so far in Missouri to fight back against the Planned Parenthoods of the world? We know that they are being defunded to a great extent through the Trump administration, but specifically in the state of Missouri, what kind of efforts have you led?
Well, certainly we sued Planned Parenthood to block them from trafficking minors out of state for illegal abortions without parental consent. That's something they bragged about in an investigative journalist video. We've exposed them for that and have sued them on that front. We've also defended the state's attempt to defund Planned Parenthood. Our General Assembly, having the constitutional authority of the power over the purse, determined that they no longer wanted to fund the cult of death that had such a documented history of using moldy abortion machines on women, lying to women, deceiving women, refusing to abide by basic health and safety protocols. The General Assembly said, we're not going to fund it. Congress said the same thing in President Trump's big, beautiful bill. We're defending the state's authority to defund Planned Parenthood. We're at the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals. I believe briefing is due this week. And in fact, we hope to have oral argument here in the coming weeks. And again, that's just defending our state's authority to set those kinds of policy positions. And we're talking about public money being funded, being funneled to this cult of death. And so that's what the General Assembly wants to put a stop to. They have a rational basis to do so. We've also, like I said, this is a first of its kind lawsuit against their false advertising as it relates to mifepristone. We also fought the FDA under the Biden administration, sued in the Northern District of Texas to block their approval of mifepristone for shipment through the mail. Because again, that's where you see the problems taking place when there's no physician who's administering the pill, who's been monitoring the patient's health and safety. Moreover, there's been a law on the books at the federal level since the 1870s that says it's illegal to ship abortion chemicals through the mail because the people's elected representatives back then even knew how dangerous these sorts of things were. And so enforcing those statutes and those prohibitions is critical to our work to protect the health and safety of women and children in Missouri.
So just to be clear, with all of the safeguards to protect the unborn in the state of Missouri, is it legal for any entity to provide mifepristone through the mail and send it to somebody living in Missouri right now?
It is my position that it is a criminal offense under the federal code to ship mifepristone through the mail.
Period.
That's what the Comstock law says. And it has not been repealed. Look, if Planned Parenthood and the pro-death groups don't want that law in the books, they need to lobby Congress and get that law repealed. But that's been the law of the land since the 1870s. And unless and until the people's elected representatives repeal that statute, then it should have its full force and effect.
Oh, man. Go, Andrew Bailey, go. Attorney General Andrew Bailey with us right now. Of course, the Attorney General for the state of Missouri. What kind of success do you anticipate having with this? Fox 2 here in St. Louis says the lawsuit seeks a court order to stop Planned Parenthood from making what Bailey's lawsuit alleges are misleading claims about mifepristone. It's also seeking more than $1.8 million in civil penalties for violations of Missouri law and up to $1,000 in restitution for every Missouri woman who Planned Parenthood provided abortion pills to in the past 5 years. How quickly do you hope to see success in this?
Well, we hope to move this case rapidly. I think, again, there have been pro-life groups around the nation who have been hungering for someone to take the fight to the enemies of health and safety. And certainly at the national level, Planned Parenthood has remained, has not had gloves laid on them, has not had someone take the fight to them in this way. And so this is receiving a lot of national attention. A lot of groups are interested in the work we're doing, exposing their deadly lies. But think about it. When Planned Parenthood lies to women, and those women then end up in the emergency room because of Planned Parenthood's lies, and then Planned Parenthood doubles down and says, hey, don't tell them you took this powerful chemical we sent to you in order to conceal the nature of the harms, that is not only harming Missourians, but it's harming the state of Missouri. How many more emergency room visits and how much backlog did we experience at our emergency rooms, thereby causing our Missouri Medicaid program to suffer? And so that's why those damages are so relevant and important. So putting a number on the amount of harm that Planned Parenthood at the national level has done to the state of Missouri, we can qualify it all day long and say they're killing babies, they're taking innocent life, they're harming women. But when you put it in numbers like that, that you're actually creating a damaging effect on our health.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Care system. People start to take notice.
And Andrew Bailey, Attorney General of the State of Missouri, thank you for being here. It's so refreshing to hear someone actually fighting for women. And I appreciate that you're doing it. You're fearless in it. And I hope that you'll come back and tell us as this case develops. I'd love to be near the top, if not the first, to be able to talk to you about this, because it's such an important issue and we need fighters. And I appreciate that as a man, you're not like, this is a woman's issue, because that's kind of the lazy way out that a lot of people take politically on this issue. We need the men and the women alike to be fighting this charge, and you're doing a great job.
Hey, Annie, I appreciate you. Look forward to keeping you updated and talk again soon.
We'll do that. Thank you so much. The Attorney General for the State of Missouri, Andrew Bailey, right there. It is wild to me that you can have an abortion, like a
mail order
abortion.
I just can't believe we're here.
So think about this for a second. A woman finds out she's pregnant. Now, everybody, when you think about abortion, you probably think about the 20-year-old girl who went to a frat party, had a few drinks, made a mistake, got pregnant, and is like, oh, my whole life is in front of me. I don't want to lose everything that I've been working so hard for. So she orders a pill and she has an abortion. Now, that happens, certainly. And when that happens, mifepristone might produce a gross, successful abortion. But there are women, you know, I think to myself right now, If I got pregnant right now, because I have no intentions of being pregnant, but if I got pregnant right now, talk about a curveball in life, like what that would do. A, can I physically go through 9 months of pregnancy again? I am not good at it to begin with. It would be devastating for me to hear. And if I didn't have an understanding of what truly happens, A, at conception, and through development, how you can have a heartbeat at 6 days after conception. Like, the true biological scientific fact of the creation of life. If you just thought that it was a clump of cells and it was a nothing until, I guess, you decide, I think it's something now. I mean, that's really all it is. If you're gonna, you can't choose to start following science at 20 weeks. That's ridiculous. So, you know, maybe you're thinking your run-of-the-mill abortion situation, which is that 20-year-old girl, but there are a lot of cases across the spectrum of childbearing, women of childbearing age, where this could be the easy way out. But the problem is, if you are going to mail order your abortion, the chances are very likely that you have not invited into that situation a medical provider, a doctor. Now, we had a comment on here, and I mean, this is exactly the type of comment to me that makes me facepalm and go, this is the problem. Especially when it comes to men making comments about this and women making comments about this. It shouldn't matter, but to me, it actually does. A male making a comment that says, mifepristone is proven to be very effective and safe within 70 days. The first 70 days. How the hell do you know that you're within 70 days if you haven't seen a doctor? How do you know? How do you know that it's a viable pregnancy and that's what you're, you actually kind of need it to be a healthy pregnancy in order to have what they would call a healthy abortion? Because if there are other things, listen, I've had a miscarriage myself. I've gone through the process of my body rejecting my doctor said that it's one in, and I trust my doctor wholeheartedly on this issue, but my doctor said it's like one in three pregnancies actually end the way mine did, which was, I think, within about the first 10 weeks. And he said, and he was very loving when he said this, but he's like, the conception would not have ever materialized into a viable pregnancy. So your body is triggered. It thinks it's pregnant. I'm paraphrasing. So if you're a medical person out there, don't judge my doctor based on this. But the idea is that my body said it was pregnant because it was reacting in that way. But what I had to end up passing myself was not, like, there was not a little baby there. How do you know that when you're ordering this pill and you haven't gone to talk to anyone about it, because you kind of want to just put this away and hide it and just, it's your little secret. How do you know that when you take that pill that there's not something else going on? And the men who are out there who are advocating for abortion, you don't have any idea what you're talking about to say, like, oh, science says that within 70 days it's okay. You can't possibly apply some sort of statistic that is out there like that to a woman, because the woman, you don't know what the woman's biological medical situation is. And the truth is, she may not know either if she hasn't gone to a doctor. So we're more interested in advocating for, at all costs, the protection of abortions, and we're sacrificing women in the process. That makes no sense, because the entire feminist movement that pushed abortion on demand as a pillar, that it's like the foundation of what the feminist movement ended up being about. You're doing it at the potential cost of women. Like, go see your doctor. I don't want anyone to get an abortion. I would, if you can have the child and put it up for adoption, do that. Go through the pregnancy and maybe you'll change your mind. Maybe you won't. But it is a life. You can't decide. It's a life now. And when you're watching, good God, all the gender reveals that are taking place, although everybody's so happy. Big gender reveals. I have a whole different thing to say about big gender reveals, where you have everybody come and spend money and give you gifts so that you can be like, it's pink. Why are they all so happy? Like, that's really the choice movement here. They just chose to be happy because they want that baby. The left's alternative to confetti and popping balloons and all of the obnoxious things that people do for gender reveals, that choice to be happy, the alternative is a choice to eliminate that happiness, or to eliminate, to say, this doesn't make me happy, so I'm just going to choose to believe that it's, this is crude, but it's true. This isn't a baby whose life is going to change the future of the planet. This baby is going to go in the trash. In the dumpster. It's a choice. That's your pro-choice movement right there. The science of it, though, that does not change. And if you want to be pro-woman, you cannot take the medical providers that you want to say, oh, a woman and her doctor, pushing that, when you're trying to say that if a doctor and a woman want to make a choice about the future of this fetus. That was the whole movement for a really long time, which was, you know, stay out of the exam room, leave it to the woman and the doctor. Now you're taking the doctor away because the doctor might have to do some sciencing there and say, well, it's alive. It's 6 weeks alive. Here's the heartbeat. Here are the fingers and the toes. These people have lost their ever-loving minds. It's evil. Thank God that Andrew Bailey is fighting against it. All right, quick break. I'll tell you what the poll question is when we come back. Don't go away.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton?
the real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks, the three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.